you know, it's nothing different. We just, we know what we're doing with our music and we know who we are.
Trombone Shorty, a.k.a. Troy Andrews, we know who you are too. And we sure like what you're doing. No one, and I mean no one, could keep a lid on that funked up New Orleans jazz. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Trombone Shorty was born Troy Andrews in New Orleans in 1986, and he grew up in a family of musicians with a whole lot of drive. As a kid, he learned trombone, trumpet, and drums. Already a local star by high school, he went on to study music at the renowned New Orleans Center for the Creative Arts, whose previous graduates include Wynton and Branford Marsalis and Harry Connick Jr. And he put out his first album at 16. Troy Andrews was going places. That was clear. Fast forward a decade, and Andrews has performed with U2 and Green Day. He's appeared on the HBO series Tremé. He's also assembled his own band, Orleans Avenue, and released 5 studio albums, including last year's highly acclaimed Back of Town. The new album, For True, continues his electrifying blend of hot New Orleans jazz, funk, and cool R&B. And recently, FUV's Darren DeVivo asked Trombone Shorty about some of the guest artists on the album, including Kid Rock, Lenny Kravitz, and especially Jeff Beck.
We spent some time playing together in the last year or two, and we went on tour with him to support him in the UK and came to New Orleans again, hung out with us, and I just asked him to play on a track for us, if you don't mind. And he did it in London and sent it back to us.
With the technology today, you don't even have to be in the same studio anymore.
We get emails every day with some tracks to play on. It's really fun, you know.
How did it go about fitting your friends, the special guests on the record, to the songs that you wanted them? What was the creative process behind that?
Well, whenever I write, I always leave a space. We can complete the song, and then I'll leave a couple of bars open to see if we wanted to add a bridge or some more lyrics or a solo. And I'm a big fan of their music, so I know what they're capable of. They're all great, world-class musicians, and I just picked the best ones that I thought would fit more of what they do. Mm-hmm. And everyone was available, so it really was cool. And they love New Orleans music.
Sure. Well, who doesn't?
She got a wonderful style, got a wonderful grace. There's nowhere I want to be, because being with you is such a beautiful place, yeah. I'm tired of the ghetto, the queen of the barrel. She don't let nothing get you down, because you're so cool. Taller like butter, don't matter. You got that goodness.
Did you feel any pressures when it came time to getting the songs together for this new album? Now there were going to be so many more people paying attention to what you guys are going to do next. How did you approach the creative process behind For True?
Oh, the same way we did with Back of Town. We just wanted to write some songs. We did a lot of writing on our airplanes, the bus, trains, wherever we are, using this on a computer, playing sound check, jams, whatever it is, because we didn't have much time at home, so it was very difficult this time to make the album. We'll go in for 3 days, and we'll be gone for 3 weeks, come back in for 1 day, but it gave us enough time to rethink the music and see if we wanted to change something. But we just wanted to get back in there because we toured for a year straight, and we thought coming right off the road for whatever breaks we had, we'll be able to go in the studio and still have a little fire with us and be tight.
We'll be right back.
there's a live performance of Bunk Jump. And before that, the track Mrs. Orleans featuring Kid Rock from Trombone Shorty's new album, For True. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.